Lofty looks made low. Isaiah 2:11, the lofty looks of a man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Verse 17, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. That lofty look is a proud, haughty look. God hates a proud look. It's an abomination unto him. It is detestable to him. God hates it with the fires of hell. He abhors it. Proud men that are driven by their own deceit and loftiness end in the lake of fire. One day God will end all pride on this earth. Pride is the sin that turns angels to devils. Pride is so deceptive, and we all have it, and we all must war against it. God resists the proud. He wars against our pride. He marks that man his enemy when he turns against God in pride. So then when David became proud and thought he could steal another man's wife, then God warred against the man after his own heart. So God punished all pride on the cross when he bruised Jesus for our sins. When the Savior was made sin for us who knew no sin. This is how much God hates it. So was Christ tempted with the pride of life, to be given the stature of a king of the world by Satan. And he rejected it and defeated the tempter who tempted him to proudly take the title of prince of this world. But Christ would not. So Moses was tempted to be Pharaoh's son, but rejected it and esteemed the reproaches of Christ of more value. See, this is what Satan hates. He wells up the heart with pride and encourages pride because he hates self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is the opposite of pride. So that the pride of life tempts every man to desire it. As a Christian, we must humble ourselves, having a good estimation of ourselves and being sober-minded. The more sober you are, the less likely pride will lift your chest up. When we are drunken with this world, pride fills our hearts. We will run with the world and run after the world, like the foolish young man that runs to the strange woman's house and is consumed by hell itself. So a lack of sobriety will cause a chest full of pride. One king was marvelously helped until he was strong, and his name was spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. When we are strong, we are in danger of pride. We must be humble before our God and acknowledge our own failures and faults and weaknesses. If we will do that, God will protect us from them, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God is able to put down the lofty and the haughty look. That's why you and I must be very careful how we judge others in Christ. We must be careful how we look at them. We must look at them with a spirit of meekness when dealing with those that are in error that you wish to reclaim from that error. The haughtiness of man shall be made low, God says. So you and I should never have haughtiness. Haughtiness is a degree deeper than even pride. It's the quality of being haughty. Pride mingled with some degree of contempt for others. Arrogance. Pride mingled with contempt for others. It is an act of despising. An act of viewing or considering and treating others as mean, vile, and worthless. Hatred of what is mean or deemed vile. So it's looking down our noses at other people. That's the lofty look, the high and lofty look that God is talking about, that he hates. Be humble. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Never look at others as we're better than them, but look at others as one poor beggar that received a free meal and that can offer another one to someone else. God will put down the lofty and the high looks. May God help us to humble ourselves before him so he doesn't have to put us down.